Matt está en su carrera diaria a punto de alcanzar la marca de los 5 kilómetros. Pero hoy tiene una parada extra que hacer en el local de un agente de Western Union. Esto es porque se entusiasmó al escuchar la noticia. Por una tarifa de transferencia de $2.90, ahora puede enviar dinero a más de 200 países y territorios en todo el mundo. ¡Vamos, Matt! ¡Vamos! Visite hoy a su agente de Western Union más cercano. Este servicio es proporcionado por Western Union.
FX Gains Apply.
Craig Foster, good morning and welcome to SBS Spanish Radio. How are you?
I'm well, but of course very sad. And today, like hundreds of millions and billions of others around the world, at the news of the passing of the great Diego.
The great Diego, who's been for so many named as the best player of all times. What does it mean for international football and football in Australia in particular?
Well, Australians will remember that Diego came to play in 93, of course, in those fateful qualifiers where Argentina ended up in the 94 USA World Cup. So we all had an opportunity to see him in person. He wasn't at his best by that time, of course, because he'd already been ravaged by, the years of excess from, his peak in the mid-80s. But aside from having seen him here, and having seen the wonder of the Maradona caravan, the show that travelled with him, every Australian football fan of my vintage who grew up with him just has to love him, And whilst he was deeply flawed and a lot of what he did off the field, we can't support, it was the fact that he was flawed that made him so lovable. He was a genius, and it's difficult to describe his genius in words. He was an inspiration. To watch him play was to see an artist at work, recreating the game of football on the field. And he was also, of course, an incredible leader. But to see him come up as a young, 18-year-old and playing in the World Youth Cup in 79... see the extraordinary gifts that he had. It was incredibly exciting to see this player burst onto the global scene and really lead the way. As a young player, I was wearing Puma boots because Diego wore them. I was lacing the boots up around my ankles because that's what Diego did. I didn't know how to do it. But that's the influence people like Diego have on and had on young players all around the world.
Yes, and for Craig Foster, what does it mean, the passing on you? How do you receive this sad news?
Well, my first thoughts are with not just his family, but all Argentines. I know a great number of the Australian Argentine community, and so I'll be spending some time with them today, probably tonight. And we're going to get together to just commemorate the moment and celebrate his life and just be sad together, but also talk about, the great moments. That goal of the century in 86, comes to mind. And today I find myself just playing over and over and over again and sharing on social media the famous, legendary commentary of Victor Hugo Morales, calling him an intergalactic kite. So many times I've gone back to listen to that commentary because it's so poetic. It matches the poetry of Diego as a player. So for me, it's very sad because it's the passing of another great, another one of that generation. And of course, Pelé as well is older, of course, is 80. And so, and he's equally as infirm. So, there's a great deal of nostalgia when people like Diego pass. The world has lost something. It's lost both light and dark because he represented both of those. He wasn't just, you couldn't just lionize him as a human being because he was very flawed. But that's why he was the people's champion, is because people are flawed. Humans are flawed. And he lived his ailments, he lived his demons in the most public manner. He was perhaps the most famous person in the world at the peak of his career, undoubtedly. And he lived in a spotlight of fame that perhaps no human being has ever had to endure before. And he was tortured in doing so. But the gifts themselves were his salvation. And that's why every football fan loves him, because when he played, it was all forgotten. He just became little Diego again from, playing in the Little Onions. And that's why we loved him.
Greg Foster, thanks for sharing your thoughts with SBS Spanish Radio.
My pleasure.
¿Quieres escuchar más historias como esta? Descárgatelas en Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.